radio and saw Gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
Sounds like you're very sexual people. But your kids are gone, aren't they?
Yeah.
Time for something new. Let's see what you decided on. Come on, show me what you think is sexy.
They're for Jeff's mom, I thought.
Let's be real with one another, okay? No, this would be incredible on you.
Perfect. I'll take it.
You're not being fun, Karen. Why so nervous? Is this because we're two women trying on lingerie together? We're so alike, you and I. Two strong, sexually vibrant women. Come on, Kieran. I hear the way she talks about me when she thinks I'm not looking. Hating me for the way I look as if perfect bone structure and flawless skin is something I can help. That's why women like us need to stick together. Do you kegel? The strength has to start somewhere.
I don't.
In fact, I'm doing some right now.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
This is Vila Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. Like the sky is blue, there is treasure on Oak Island. I'll confirm it for you later on Sterling at Night.
Did you ever wonder why we have a feature called Lesbians in Space? It's because of the research. It's the science of making radio. And the science of making radio tells us that there are three things that people who listen to the radio at this time want to hear. They want to hear about UFOs. They want to hear about sports. And they want to hear about UFOs. Sports, UFOs, lesbians in space. And they want to hear about lesbians. Sports, UFOs, and lesbians. We have combined them all into one package, not one very boring thing where idiots talk for 6 hours about, well, you know, there's this pile of rocks over here, and we think it's a portal to the universe. Have you ever seen anyone go through the portal? No, but local people have said it's a portal to the universe, and we believe them. Yeah, but you understand that for a human being to disintegrate and rematerialize in a pile of rocks is a very unusual event. That's not a normal event. That's not going to be happening. This is what we've heard from indigenous people. That's it? That's all you got? Indigenous people told you a story 28 years ago, and you believe this pile of rocks is a portal to the universe, a stargate? Is that what you say? That's what they say. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Happy second night of Hanukkah. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving weekend. I had a fascinating Thanksgiving weekend, and more on that in just seconds. One of the things I did this Thanksgiving weekend, I watched this Spencer show, this Kristen Stewart Spencer show. And the Kristens, I'm looking for these controls to find my darn headphones. They're just not right. They're never right. Let's see. Test. Why aren't they ever right? Why aren't they ever right? Test. I don't know. Oh, they just got right, and they blasted in my ears. We need union engineers. That's what we need. Union. Oh, what did he say? Oh, my God. Don't ever say that again, Walter. Don't ever say that again. But we do. I watched this Spencer movie on Netflix or Hulu starring Kristen Stewart. And it's the story about Lady Diana Spencer and when she became Lady Diana Spencer in the British court. And this was the trailer for it.
Yesterday, you arrived after the Queen.
I got lost.
Why would you get lost? You've lived over the hill for years.
It looks different now. Everything looks different.
You sure you went late yesterday because you were delayed by someone?
Why would you think I got delayed by someone?
Oh, come on. They are circling us. Didn't you know? Don't you read
It seems they're circling just me. Not you. Just me.
The thing is, Diana, there has to be two of you. You know, there's two of me, there's two of Father, two of everyone. There's the real one and the one they take pictures of. You have to be able to make your body do things you hate.
That you hate?
Yes. For the good of the country.
The country?
Yes, the people. Because they don't want us to be people. I'm sorry, I thought you...
Well, Charles, I guess she didn't know. Now, there's the key fundamental flaw. Here's Lady Diana being miserable for 2 hours, and every minute she's being presented as surprised. She's surprised that she's miserable with this lifestyle. It's very important when you see Spencer on Netflix that you look around the sets at what her lifestyle is. Her lifestyle is 14th century French tapestries. Her lifestyle is a 28 chef kitchen that will prepare her anything that she wants. Her lifestyle is two beautiful sons who have the finest education and the greatest clothing in the world, and comfy beds, heavy draperies, any athletic event that they want, any type of education that she wants for those kids, anything she wants. And what's the result? She's completely miserable. And she's surprised. She's surprised at her misery. This is the greatest spoiled brat ever in history. I have no empathy, certainly, and I have no sympathy for Lady Diana. None. She knew what it was. She was born to wealth. She was born near royalty. She knew exactly what it was. Exactly. And what's her problem? What is the heart of her problem? Ooh, I have to have my picture taken sometime. Ooh, and I look like that girl from the that strange series of movies that I hated. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. She has a golden life, the golden life, and all she wants to eat are McNuggets and Kentucky Fried Chicken. And then throw it up. That's all she wants to do.
Lisa, I want some more.
Schlots are raw. Monkfish is actually quite nicely roasted.
Finally, a Madder Jaffrey tribute. That well-known Welsh classic, a chicken korma curry.
It's like something out of a pig's trough.
Because everybody wanted it to be good, it made us work harder. I know it sounds really obvious, but like I really believe in like positive energy.
Sure.
Everybody wanted it to be amazing.
That's what Spencer, the Netflix movie, is. Every 5 minutes she throws up. It is accompanied by weird and bizarre opera and a lot of people screaming about food.
Lisa, I want some more.
Schlots are raw. Monkfish is actually quite nicely roasted.
Finally, a Madder Jaffrey tribute. That well-known Welsh classic, a chicken korma curry.
It's like something out of a pig's trough.
Because everybody wanted it to be good, it made us work harder. I know it sounds really obvious, but like I really believe in like positive energy.
Sure.
Everybody wanted it to be amazing.
888-688-9258. I'm live. That's right. On a Thanksgiving weekend, this show is live. I don't know what kind of incompetent station management the other stations have where they're doing best of. There is, hold this thought, there is no such thing as a best of talk show. It's only worse than. A talk show that is on repeat is worse than. It misses the moment. It misses the opportunity to talk to you. It misses the opportunity to be a genuine companion. All of that, but not here. Not here on this station. Sterling on Sunday is spectacular and live. Here's my phone number. It's 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. This is Sterling on Sunday. Clarity Kitchen produces high-quality edible products infused with CBD. Chef Emily has crafted delicious cookies, incredible brownies, and great-tasting all-natural CBD tea in bags. Plus, Clarity Kitchen's fast-acting water-soluble CBD powder is great in coffee, tea, juice, and even just tap water or bottled water. Delicious flavors like blue raspberry, pomegranate, lemon lime, lemon, or plain. Fast-acting CBD helps relieve some pains and anxiety in minutes. Are you sick of all of the pills and you're looking for something more natural? Then please go to GetSomeClarity.com to order some of these terrific products. And at checkout, use the promo code WALTER for 10% off of your order. And that's exclusive to you, Sterling on Sunday listeners. Clarity Kitchen's goal is to provide everyone with the health benefits that cannabis offers delivered in delicious but affordable edible products. Order at GetSomeClarity.com. Remember to use the promo code WALTER and get 10% off. 1995. You got that? It's $20. $20 in your pocket to invest in the pillow you've heard about all your life. You've wondered about the MyPillow. You've wondered about the MyPillow pillow. You've heard about it, and you're like, gee, maybe I should try it. And then you look at the price, and it's like, $60 for a pillow? No way. Well, for you, and just for you, Sterling on Sunday listener, I said to the MyPillow people, you have to give us a special deal. And the special deal is $19.99. Instead of $69.99, it's $19.99, but only for you. You go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. In the center square, it says broadcast offers. Click on it and then type in my name, Walter. Type in my name, Walter, and you will see before your eyes the price drop. You will see the price drop. It's a pretty cool thing to watch. It isn't like you have to do you get a mailing in the mail or coupons or none of that crap. You put in my name, Walter, and you'll see the prices drop before you get to the cart online at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Get a $19.99 MyPillow made in the USA, filled with patented material that stays cool all night, and you can wash it whenever you want. Keeps its shape. And you're going to stay at other places during the holidays, other people's houses, other hotels, wherever you're going to stay, you will feel safe because you have the MyPillow, your pillow. You know what shenanigans it's been through. Go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Click the center square that says broadcast offers and then type in my name, Walter, and watch the prices drop for you. MyPillow.com.
Live from an all-American laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Kevin Strickland, who was released Tuesday from the Western Missouri Correctional Center in Cameron after serving more than 40 years for a crime he did not commit. Did not commit, switched on the mayor's Christmas tree Friday at the Crown Center in Kansas City. KMBZ. Over the past 2 days, John Bilharz and his wife Cameo thought about how to acknowledge the horror that this man went through. I mean, he was in jail for 40 years for a crime he did not commit. Well, what Bilharz is the president of the Redwood Pediatrics, which he started with his wife in 2017 in Kansas City. He found out about Strickland, who was exonerated last week in a 1978 triple murder from watching and reading the news. He found out about it on the radio. But he also learned that Strickland, age 62, would not receive any money from the state that wrongfully imprisoned him for more than 42 years. So Dr. Bilharz and his wife donated $10,000 to the GoFundMe set up by the Midwest Innocence Project to help Strickland, to help him pay for basic necessities and a place to live. The $10,000 is the most anyone has donated. The fundraiser has now generated more than $1.4 million. He can't get back his life, but you can help take care of somebody for the time that they have left. Bill Harz, who's age 42, the doctor, in a phone interview said, "As a member of the community, both personally and as a business owner, it was an easy decision to make. It was the right thing to do." So there's a GoFundMe for Kevin Strickland. Kevin Strickland, a GoFundMe. This guy was in jail for 40 years. And now there's a GoFundMe of over $1 million that he will need. But one doctor in Kansas City who listens to KMBZ, I'm sure, has donated $10,000 to that GoFundMe, the single largest donation. But isn't it also amazing that they've been able to raise over $1 million on less than individual donations of $1 million? Go to the GoFundMe. Do a Thanksgiving. This is the opportunity that we have at this time of year to do the right thing. And but those stories, when people have, I'm sorry, hold on a second. I can't find the silly thing. Those stories of when people have been in jail for an hour, much less 40 years, for doing something they didn't do, goes to the root flaw of our system. That it doesn't seem that we're always innocent until proven guilty. It doesn't always seem to work that way. So here's this guy who was in jail for 40 years for something he didn't do. He didn't kill those people. And even worse than that, the crime that he was accused of committing is the worst possible crime. He killed three. The accusation was that he killed three people. Bill Kornfeld. No, just kidding. I mean, it's horrible. Let me get the name right again. So you can go to the GoFundMe and make an appropriate donation. I'm looking at the wrong stuff. Kevin Strickland. Kevin Strickland's fundraiser at GoFundMe. Have you gone to GoFundMe? Have you looked at the GoFundMe things? It's fascinating, the different things that you can invest in. Absolutely fascinating. But it's also fascinating the things they won't let you invest in. Read the rules about, like, you know what I'll do? I'll set up a fund for my college education. No, you're not going to be able to do that. No, that isn't going to be happening. But this is the time of year to take advantage of the opportunities that life gives us to make a tiny donation or a huge donation to improve somebody's life. These are not the bad holidays. It is often said these are the holidays of loneliness, and no, they're not. You and I can go to any community center, any church, any synagogue, and find a gathering of people and sit down with them and talk, and they'll be happy to talk to you and me. It is not a lonely holiday unless you want it to be. Get out of your apartment, get out of your house, and go where there are gatherings of people. There's no reason to be lonely at this time of year. Christmas, thousands of places that are serving turkey, and they'd be happy to see you and be happy to have your companionship, not just they being friendly with you, but you're friendly with them. That's the idea, right? Same thing with New Year's. You know what you do on New Year's? If you're living alone, you're sad, on New Year's, you know what you do? You do nothing. There is no upside going out on New Year's Eve. None. I can think of no upside, except you could probably get in an auto accident. It's a holiday I have never understood. I'm happy to stay home. I'm happy to shut the door, triple lock it, watch it on TV, and go to sleep at 11:30. I'm happy to do that. That works for me. That's been my traditional New Year's Eve. I'm not going out there, you nuts. One year. I went to Times Square in New York City on New Year's Eve once, and this is what I learned about it. It's not what you see on camera. That's not what you see at all. What you don't see is that there are police stanchions every 10 feet that run the entire width of Times Square, and they are secured by New York City policemen. You don't mess with the New York City policemen. You just say, yes, sir. You get into one of the stanchions, one of the lines, and the minute you're in the stanchion line, that second, you don't leave. And there are no porta-johns. There are no porta-johns in Times Square on New Year's Eve. So you get in, you form the line, you get in the line, and then congratulations, that's where you're sitting, standing. Oh, you're going to bring a folding chair? No, you're not. They won't let you bring one in because they're afraid if you sit down in that crowd, you're going to get crushed because they won't see you. It is a miserable experience at 20 degrees and an hour and a half to go until that ball drops. And then all that stuff comes down. Who drops all that stuff? Oh, those are people in well-heated buildings. Those are volunteers in well-heated buildings. And they have bags of sparkly things. They drop it on you, and then they go to the bathroom. You're not going to go to the bathroom for a long time. It is the most it was easily one of the top five unpleasant experiences I ever had. Standing out in 20-degree weather, waiting for the ball to drop. Truly unpleasant experience. And I kept looking around. There must be a porta-john somewhere. No, there was none. There must be some refreshment somewhere. Oh, no, no. And God help you if you try to bring a cooler into the Times Square police area that night. You're not getting it in. You're not getting it out. Don't even think about it. It's a surefire way to identify the fact that you're a tourist, and everybody will make fun of you. The cops will make fun of you. Mailmen will make fun of you. Cool volunteers will make fun. Everybody will make fun of you. Lady Gaga will make fun of you. The guys from CNN, they'll make fun of you. No one will think you're cool. Don't do it. Watch it at home on TV. It's one of the ways we spot tourists is if they say, where's Times Square? Or if you say, you know, how do I go there on New Year's Eve? Any of those questions, you're a tourist. Congratulations. Or if they say, where's Nathan's hot dogs? Well, then we pretty much think you're a tourist. I've got a lot coming up for you tonight. Thanksgiving weekend with Walter M. Sterling. This is a live 3-hour radio show, and you and I get to talk. 888-688-9258. My number is 888-688-9258.
Let's go, go, with Jukebox Gold.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
9 seasons, the Legina brothers have been digging holes into Oak Island with some trinkets found, but not the giant treasure they have been promising. Here's why there must be a giant treasure, and why you must believe that fact, just like you believe the sky is blue. The Canadian government is now following every move they make. The Canadian government has gone out of their way to make sure they shut down areas of the search because of quote-unquote archaeological finds. Gold has been found in the groundwater. Silver has been found in the groundwater. As God is my witness, I know that turkeys don't fly all that well. And the Ark of the Covenant is located on that island. I will keep you up to date. From Maine to La Jolla to my living room, I'm noted Oak Island expert Vilo Hul for Sterling at Night.
You know, I don't think that they're ever going to find anything on Oak Island. And now that and I believe that the only reason, hold on, I have to plug this in. It's been a technically very challenging night. I think that the only reason the Canadian government has gotten involved is that somebody from the Canadian government really looked at what was going on Oak Island, really looked and said, you know, they're destroying that island. How many bulldozers can go on one little island? There's a law about doing excavations at at the beach, and they're at sea level. And the minute you dig into an excavation at the beach, what happens? Water comes in. When you're building sandcastles and you dig down 10 inches, what happens? Water comes in. Every 9-year-old knows this about excavating at sea level. But this was a revelation. It took till season 5 till they realized that every place that they were digging in on Oak Island filled up with water. And they decided it wasn't a natural law of gravity and water. It was a booby trap. It was happening because this was booby trapped. Who booby trapped it? The Knights Templar. When? 300 years ago. And now, we still don't have really good proof that the Knights Templar existed. It's still pretty much on the mythology plane. But let's pretend that it's true. Why the hell would the Knights Templar, a European company, come to freaking Oak Island to hide stuff? They could have found plenty of places to hide things in Europe. I think that's a pretty safe bet. Now they're here. But the thing that really catches me, and nobody mentions it on the show, no one dares mention it on the show, is they're digging down 250 feet using giant bulldozers and those boring machines. 250 feet is pretty darn deep. Tell me how they dug down 250 feet 200 years ago, 300 years ago, in medieval times, with a shovel and a pick. Maybe a pick. Shovel for sure, maybe a pick, no one knows. Oh my gosh, how did they dig down 250 feet? That's what's so crazy about the show. The other thing, please pay attention. There are no women on Oak Island. Women never come to Oak Island. If a woman came to Oak Island with those creepy old guys from the AV crew, they look like the supervisors of the AV crew. If they came to Oak Island and all they found were the supervisors from the AV crew, what would happen? They would leave. Every now and then, for like half an episode, an archaeologist type shows up, woman archaeologist, always very bright. And after half an episode, she disappears. We don't know where she went. We don't know why she went, but she leaves. And again, we're left with the 43-year-old guys staring at each other going, and then they go into the war room. And then they go into the research room, which are, in all cases, just half trailers put together and announce that these are official rooms. But where does the equipment come from? Ah, here's where the equipment comes from. Do you ever wonder about that? On the curse of Oak Island, did you ever wonder about where does the equipment come from? One of the Legina brothers owns a very, very successful equipment retail company out of Chicago. He's the brother who disappears. He goes away for 2 or 3 episodes and then comes back. He's not going to spend his entire life there. That's for the brother with the weird beard, who used to be a ready, postal worker, and therefore well-qualified. Charlie Green, yes, how are you? Jersey City, Charlie Green, happy Thanksgiving. That brother, he's always there. He ain't going anywhere. He's got a tarp. He lives underneath the tarp. He's got those strange friends of his. They're talking about, they're never going to find anything. They've been at it with virtually an unlimited budget for at least 10 seasons, 8 seasons. They dig all the time. What did they find? The guy with the metal detector, he's the only one who finds anything. The giant cranes, they never find anything. The guy with the metal detector finds everything. What has he found? He found a weird little cross, part of a spoon, part of a door hinge. They've found about 10 artifacts. And the interesting thing about the artifacts on Oak Island, pay attention. The interesting thing about the artifacts on Oak Island, all of them could have been randomly washed ashore from ships. Ships going near the coast that could have randomly gone by the shore on, not just shipwrecks, but just through the garbage. They could be ship garbage. It could be pirate ship garbage. That's all it probably is pirate ship garbage. 888-688-9258. That's my phone number, 888-688-9258. Well, are we having fun tonight? Oh, God. I think so. There's Greg Stocker, powerful program director of WPHT in Philadelphia. Always exciting to be on WPHT with Dom Giordano. Is he doing the Feast of the Seven Fishes this year? Is he doing that? Every year I promise myself to go and enjoy the Feast of Seven Fishes with Dom Giordano, which sells out in 8 seconds. I think it would be a lovely event. I think it would be a good, fun event to do. All right, coming up, we talked about what you don't want to watch, which is Spencer, the Netflix movie Spencer, about the horrible life of Lady Diana, forced to live in $10,000 dresses. Oh, poor Lady Diana, that poor thing. And then between the $10,000 dresses, she's forced to throw up.
Lots of raw. Monkfish is actually quite nicely roasted.
Finally, a Madder Jaffrey tribute. That well-known Welsh classic, a chicken korma curry.
It's like something out of a pig's trough.
Because everybody wanted it to be good, it made us work harder. I know it sounds really obvious, but like I really believe in like positive energy. Sure. Everybody wanted it to be amazing.
The brilliant James Copeland produced and put together our spectacular parody of Spencer, the current big deal movie on Netflix. I'm Walter M. Sterling. It's 44 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. Clarity Kitchen produces high-quality edible products infused with CBD. Chef Emily has crafted delicious cookies, incredible brownies, and great-tasting all-natural CBD tea in bags. Plus, Clarity Kitchen's fast-acting water-soluble CBD powder is great in coffee, tea, juice, and even just tap water or bottled water. Delicious flavors like blue raspberry, pomegranate, lemon lime, lemon, or plain. Fast-acting CBD helps relieve some pains and anxiety in minutes. Are you sick of all of the pills and you're looking for something more natural? Then please go to GetSomeClarity.com to order some of these terrific products. And at checkout, use the promo code WALTER for 10% off of your order. And that's exclusive to you, Sterling on Sunday listeners. Clarity Kitchen's goal is to provide everyone with the health benefits that cannabis offers delivered in delicious but affordable edible products. Order at GetSomeClarity.com. Remember to use the promo code WALTER and get 10% off. Even if my wife says she doesn't want to know anything about the shenanigans I do on the road, she accepts this fact. I take my pillow with me. Because I am not going to put my head on a pillow in a sleazy hotel, which is all I can afford these days. But I can afford a MyPillow pillow. They're now $19.99, $20 for you, the Sterling on Sunday listener, and only for you. I said, you want to be on my show? You got to give my listener a special deal. And it's $19.99 for a MyPillow brand pillow. Call 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. 0876. You will never forget that phone number. You won't be able to get out of your head like a Bobby Sherman song. 800-844-0876. A MyPillow brand pillow for $19.99.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
My worst wardrobe malfunction. It's so embarrassing. But I used to wear these red leather pants, and I was obsessed with them. I, like, surprised my friend, because I was just, he didn't know when I was coming, and I, like, ran up to him and jumped and, like, jumped on him like this, and it split, so my, like, my pants ripped open, like, everything was out. And I had nothing to change into. So my friend was so sweet. She lived down the street, and she's like, just, she's so tall, and like nothing would fit me. I'm like, just give me a dress. So I look like I was wearing a trash bag, basically, to the party. I wrapped a flannel around it and killed it. But yeah, it was really embarrassing. So it was definitely a malfunction.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
There's something that happened at your Thanksgiving dinner that you don't want to think about. Something that happened that's incredibly embarrassing. A moment of conversation that you really wish hadn't come up. A few years ago, oh, say 2 years ago, everybody was on high alert to not talk about the President of the United States. Don't talk about Donald Trump. It'll cause a war. This year, did you have that warning about the President of the United States? What's his name? Did you have that warning this year? I don't think you did. I don't think anybody sat there and said, whoa, you know, better be very careful about what you say about the President of the United States. Don't bring it up at Thanksgiving. Did that come up this year? Did anybody say that to you? No, I don't think so. And that's what's been so bizarre about conversations about the President of the United States, because throughout my life, my mother would say, you talk about the shrimp and the weather, and that's it. You don't talk about politics. You don't talk about your stupid opinion on hair. You don't. No, no. She was very clear. All our lives, we were told, don't talk about politics at a social situation. But it ramped up to a new level. Now it's at a whole new level, isn't it? But this year, it was okay to talk about politics. Do you know why? Because no one understands what the hell he's doing. Tell me one accomplishment, one accomplishment that President Joe Biden has achieved. Can you name one? I cannot. And therefore, there's nothing to argue about. Well, yeah, he made a son named Hunter, but I can't think of anybody who has anything to say about any initiatives he's taken, because he's taken no initiatives. It's a very sad thing, because what does the president have? He has a clear runway. When he got into office, he had a clear runway to go and do anything he wanted, because he wasn't his predecessor. That's why he didn't get out of the basement. He didn't have to run. He knew he was going to win, because there was no opposition to his ideas, because he had no ideas. It was very simple. As a result, you had no fights at Thanksgiving. The gift of this president, the thing that he gave us, is he gave us no arguments at Thanksgiving. That was his big gift. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Am I right? Yes, I'm right. Of course I'm right. That's what I do. I'm a talk show host. We're always right. Do you remember the great mayor of Philadelphia?
And you got one, two, three, and I'll do it along with you. It's in that back of that fence. Just the three of us, four of us, me and you. Show you what kind of a man you are. You're less than a man. Okay? You're a crumb creep. And I wouldn't take that off of nobody. And there's three of you, and I'm by myself. And when it's over, there'll be nothing to it. Win or lose, okay? But you don't have the courage. You're a real crumb bum.
888-688-WALT, the voice and sound of love, Frank Rizzo. 888-688-WALT is my phone number. 888-688-9258. And then the other bizarre movie that I've avoided at all cost is Dune.
I've been given this great burden of saving our world from giant sand crabs.
The giant sand crabs will appear soon, but how could you, a theater kid with a 28-inch waist, save us all from giant sand crabs?
I can put my hand in the box of pain.
This isn't about Kardashians.
I've also kissed a psycho, allegedly, who wanted to actually eat me. Not in a funny way. Call me by your name? Those were pronoun challenges. So I can easily stop giant sand crabs.
When you sleep, Paul, what do you see?
I see Kristen Stewart marrying a hot blonde. She made the blonde get on one knee and beg for her hand in marriage. A vision. Let me check their wedding registry.
Wait, aren't you going to save our planet?
And you got one, two, three. And I'll do it along with you. It's in that back of that fence. Just the three of us, four of us, me and you. Show you what kind of a man you are. You're less than a man. Okay? You're a crumb creep. And I wouldn't take that off of nobody. And there's three of you, and I'm by myself. And when it's over, there'll be nothing to it. Win or lose, okay? but you don't have the courage. You're a real crumb bum.
888-688-WALT. You see how I blend different genre together. There's Frank Rizzo screaming into the night, and there's Timothy Chardonnay screaming into the nothingness. Whoever cast him to be a superhero in a sci-fi movie? And that's what he looks like. He looks like a theater kid who was miscast, and therefore that movie will go nowhere. Put your hand in the box of pain. He puts his hand in the box of pain. He barely changes the expression on his face. Try to act. Try to do some acting. Crazy talk. It's crazy talk. We have a lot to do tonight. We're going to go over many of the Netflix specials that you've been stuck with. I have deep thoughts about them. Dune, terrible. Spencer, really terrible. And I'd like to like them. Like, if I'm going to sit there and waste money on television, I'd like to be able to like these movies, but God, they're awful. They're just awful. 888-688-9258 is my phone number. This is a live radio show. I know it's a little shocking because there's no other live radio show at this time. The Bitcoin show, not live. Financial, putt-putts, not live. None of those financial shows are ever live. How do you get your question? How do you get your questions onto one of those shows if they're never live? I save all of that trouble, and we're always live. Always live. Every station that airs Sterling on Sunday airs it live. It is a great honor. It is a great privilege to be on. And you know what happened this week in Kansas City? They lit up the plaza. There's nothing more beautiful. That is my favorite Christmas display. It is modest. It is humble, yet is magnificent. It is magnificent, the Christmas display at the Kansas City Plaza. It's beautiful. Everything is lit, but they don't put up tons of loud, gaudy things. There isn't lots more going up. It makes sense. It's a sensible display. All right, coming up, what I have for you is we have an undercover media boss where we go undercover at a media company. I know you're looking forward to that. We find out what the boss has to learn at a media company. And we've got more information about a naked guy who went into the walls of a theater. Actually went into the walls of a theater to express himself. Now, why would he do that? But he did. And we'll talk about the phenomena of your kid coming home from college. It's a big show. It's 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. What else have I got? I have too much to do. That's always the problem. Oh, I have to tell you about the Golden Sahara car. Unlike any other car in the world. Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling All Night Weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Most of the nation's weather is quiet for folks who are still scrambling to get home from Thanksgiving. The notable exceptions are the Great Lakes and the Northeast with light snow. And Lobster Radio in Portland, Maine, for example, will see about an inch or two of scattered light snow. We're going to see scattered light rain in the Ark-La-Tex area, Arkansas, Louisiana, eastern Texas, and still some moderate rains in the Pacific Northwest. That's Seattle and Portland, Oregon, and the northern Cascades and Rocky Mountains will see some moderate snow. Dry and mild for most everybody else in the northern plains and the Midwest, which gives us time to ask this weather question. Which team on the NFL or National Football League, which National Football League city without a dome or retractable roof has the worst weather regarding temperature, wind, and precipitation? The answer when I visit next. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling All Night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling All Night.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
On three. One, two, three.
Right!
All right. To, like, help me out a little bit. I know that you're really busting your ass.
All right, yeah, I'm doing my best. Just double team her and then, you know.
I'll walk on the path.
I'll go deep.
Okay, jump for us.
All right, ready?
All right.
Ready?
Right.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
All right, thanks for that 10-second flag there. It's 8 minutes past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Hanukkah, second night of Hanukkah. Welcome. 8 minutes past the hour. I was driving with my 14-year-old daughter, Meredith. Perfect Meredith. From New York City to God knows where in the Midwest, on Route 80. And we're three-quarters of the way through Pennsylvania. And she decides it's time to get off and get gas. Now, what's interesting is that my daughters always think it's time to get gas. They always think we are about to run out of gas. I don't know where this fear came from. It certainly didn't come from me. I encourage people to go right to the E. Go right to the E. Show how brave you are. But she doesn't want to do that. All right, we get off the road three-quarters of the way through Pennsylvania. And what was interesting is that the minute we got off the highway, everything we're surrounded by is gray. It's gray and black. The trees are gray. The leaves are gray. And it's a little spooky. It's about 4:30 in the afternoon. It's a little spooky. At the end of the exit ramp, there's the gas station required by law in every state in America. We get the gas. And then she goes to get packed on I-80. And she makes a wrong turn. She misses the entrance to I-80. And so she's going to go make a U-turn. Now we go a little distance and a little distance, and it seems that in order to make the U-turn, she's going to go to a very safe, distant point, maybe a mile from the entrance to I-80. And when we go down this hill, we see a pocket valley town, a town that is surrounded by the mountain. It's like nestled into this mountain, surrounded by a mountain, but not a high mountain. So it's a true picturesque valley. It's a true valley. If you were to draw a valley, this is what you would draw. And in this valley is a densely packed town. Every house on top of each other, the factories on top of each other, but there doesn't seem to be much factory activity. And I'm looking around to see, what town is this? And it's Emlinton, Pennsylvania. E-M. Emlinton, Pennsylvania. A distant suburb of Pittsburgh. In the southwest part of the state. Emlinton, Pennsylvania. And I'm looking at this. It is right on the river. It is right on a river. And there clearly were factories along that river that are long gone. Mills, I don't know, refineries, mills, whatever they were, but they're gone. And now there are quaint little houses that are inns, country inns, but they're not, don't take this the wrong way, they're not good country inns because they're not surrounded by trees. They're just surrounded by other small houses, except the other small houses aren't inns. These are inns. And any one of them is attractive, but what's around them is not attractive. It's just some rundown houses. And I wouldn't feel all that safe. Then, get this, it has a historic district. Emlinton, Pennsylvania has a historic district. Now, I didn't really see that because it all looked like a historic district to me. And it was all charming or not. And it was all run down or not. There were, you know, there were like farm mills where people would go to get their corn ground, that sort of thing. That sort of thing. Then I looked it up. 379 people lived there. Imagine living in a town of 379 people with nothing else around you. Nothing. There's a bridge at one end of the town and a bridge at the other end of the town, but the bridges seem oddly not connected to the town. They just sort of run over the town. And I'm haunted by this town. I keep thinking about this town. Then today, on Twitter or Facebook or their newspaper or something, they had their first ever Santa historical event. They staged an event for Santa Claus today, this weekend. And there were the townsfolk in front of the historic stores, and they were very proud, as they should have been. But this was a whole different world than I'm used to. We're not talking about big city versus small city. We're talking about a tiny suburb versus tinier suburb. Fascinating way to live. Because it looks the way the geography is configured, it looks that the minute it rains, the town's going to flood. Emlinton, Pennsylvania. Emlinton, Pennsylvania. Emlinton, Pennsylvania. 379 people. Oh, and here's the best part. Emlinton, Pennsylvania is, in fact, in two different counties of Pennsylvania. Two different counties. One county holds about 370 people of Emlinton, and the other county holds 9. Can you imagine the tax challenges of that town? It's divided between two counties. How do they work out those road service problems? That's always a big problem. Emlinton, Pennsylvania, we salute you. Merry Christmas. My phone number is 888-688-9258. That would be a kick to get a call from a person in Emlinton, Pennsylvania. 888-688-9258. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday. A product that's made in the United States of America that actually works and makes you feel good about yourself and is a spectacular gift, well, now that's quite something. But to get it for $19.99, $20, that's amazing. And I'm talking about the MyPillow brand pillow. Made in the USA, filled with patented stuffing that holds its shape, stays cool all night, and it's washable. It's washable. How much did I say? $19.99. It's the MyPillow brand pillow that you can now get for $19.99. Where do you do this? You go to 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. Let's sing it. 800-844-0876. See, it helps you remember. 800-844-0876. The MyPillow brand pillow. It's a great gift because everybody already has a pillow, but they don't love them. They're always saying, like, gee, why don't we get new pillows? Give them the new pillow, the MyPillow brand pillow. 800-844-0876. Made in America, filled with a patented filling that stays cool and holds its shape, and it's washable. A great holiday gift. 800-844-0876. $19.99 for the MyPillow pillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Clarity Kitchen produces high-quality edible products infused with CBD. Chef Emily has crafted delicious cookies, incredible brownies, and great-tasting all-natural CBD tea in bags. Plus, Clarity Kitchen's fast-acting water-soluble CBD powder is great in coffee, tea, juice, and even just tap water or bottled water.
Delicious flavors like blue raspberry, pomegranate, lemon lime, lemon, or plain. Fast-acting CBD helps relieve some pains and anxiety in minutes. Are you sick of all of the pills and you're looking for something more natural? Then please go to GetSomeClarity.com to order some of these terrific products. And at checkout, use the promo code WALTER for 10% off of your order. And that's exclusive to you, Sterling on Sunday listeners. Clarity Kitchen's goal is to provide everyone with the health benefits that cannabis offers delivered in delicious but affordable edible products. Order at GetSomeClarity.com. Remember to use the promo code WALTER and get 10% off.
Wear your hearing things.
Wear your hearing things.
Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258, 20 minutes past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday, coast to coast. We're live in Maine, and we're live on KFBK in Sacramento, and we're live at that station in Portland, Oregon. What is that station? I should remember these things. I can't remember everything, but I'm a big star. How can I possibly do this? And there's the challenge, isn't it? I have a 9-year-old daughter. What the heck are we supposed to get her that isn't in the American Girl Doll catalog? What can I get her that isn't in the American Girl Doll catalog? Because we're tired of the American Girl Doll catalog, which always, you know, that stuff, it's so overpriced. It's so painful. It's like $200 for molded plastic. You know, when I was a kid, we had the most expensive toy when I was a kid, forgive me, I'm sorry to give away my age, was $20. A $20 toy. When my mother would see a toy that was $20 and she'd go, "That's a $20 toy. $20. She was horrified. She was always horrified. The best toy I ever got, the best $20 toy, was the Thinkatron. The Thinkatron was the first computer you ever saw. It was ingenious, actually. It was molded plastic designed to look like a desktop computer. The functions on that desktop computer did nothing. They were just molded stuff. The function was this. It came with a stack of punch cards. And the punch cards had the answers to questions. The questions were on the punch-out cards. So here's the card. It said, who was the 18th president of the United States? You'd put it in the computer. It would go, rah, rah, rah. It'd spin around. And then on this screen would appear the answer, A, B, C, or D. And then the other answers it would have would be Y or F. That was it. We were fascinated by this. And that was the top-of-the-line toy. That was a $20 toy. That was some toy, the Thinkatron computer. And then the other thing that we wanted, the other things I wanted, the best Christmas I had was third grade. Because in third grade, I got the Thinkatron computer. I got a transistor radio, which lived underneath my pillow like it was supposed to. And because I was insane, I asked my parents for a reel-to-reel tape recorder. A Webcore reel-to-reel tape recorder. And that was my beginning in show business. I don't know why they gave it to me. It cost a fortune. What would a reel-to-reel Webcore tape recorder have cost? That had to be at least $150. And that was a crazy amount of money to give to a 9-year-old. But that's what I wanted because I was entering show business. And like Stewie, I had to have all the proper equipment. And the thing I needed most was a tape recorder. Then, oh, this was bad. Then I realized that the Webcore tape recorder, the microphone was hardwired into the tape recorder. It couldn't come out. It was attached. And I realized there were better microphones that could come and be detached and plugged in. That required a different tape recorder. And I had to wait like 3 years of begging to get the Sony reel-to-reel tape recorder, which was beautiful. To this day, I would look at it and say, That's a beautiful tape recorder. Those were my origins into radio. This is, but the real origin that I got into professional radio was, I'm looking at my screen here. I'm not seeing nothing. What am I supposed to be seeing? What? What'd you say? Oh, really? Okay, hold on. Brad in Bucks County, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Brad.
Oh, you there?
Oh, look at that. Hi. Oh, see, that was my fault because I had the screen tabbed down too far. Hello, Brad. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hey, Sterling. Well, your conversation about the computer was fascinating. So, but you wanted somebody from Emlinton. You got somebody. I grew up in that area.
Are you in Emlinton?
I am not right now. I'm in Bucks County, PA. Like a lot of folks, we moved out. But I grew up in North Washington, which is the suburbs of Emlinton. And a little small town about, when you get off that exit there that you were talking about, I think you get off Route 38. And if you were to turn south there, two towns down is where I lived. But I grew up competing against the high school that was there, AC Valley, coaching against them, and went to one of the rival schools in that area. So I grew up in that rural part of kind of western Pennsylvania there, about an hour, 40 minutes or so from the Ohio state line. And so, yeah, I just thought I'd call in.
No, I'm glad because it looks like a very spooky exit. Like there's nothing there. It's desolate until you see the town in the nestled in the valley, right?
Yeah.
There's
so,
there's
two exits there. There's either side of that big bridge that you went across, which is actually one of the tallest bridges in the eastern half of the U.S.
Right, we didn't go across
that. Built. It's not as tall as the one. There's one down in West Virginia that's significantly taller, but it's a very high bridge, and you get an amazing view of that little town when you go across there.
We didn't go across
Emlinton,
that bridge.
Emlinton's actually has a history in the oil industry, and if you were to drive down into the town proper, you would see several houses there that are just huge. Especially for the area that they were built in, early 1900s, a lot of early oil barons, guys that were doing the wells in the western Pennsylvania area where oil was first pulled out of the ground, a lot of the guys that were financing that were living down in Emlinton. And so there's a, you know, kind of a significant history there. And really, it was a very wealthy town at one point. So they, you know, they kind of have a neat little history there.
It's not a poor town. It's sort of almost poor.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'd say that. Like, I don't know enough about it at this point. There's a lot of towns in that area that are very, very poor. I would say Emlinton is not one of them. And there's some industry in that valley that still deals. It's the valley there along the Allegheny River and couple of the streams that feed into it is actually called the Petroleum Valley, and there are still some oil industry that goes on in that area. There's a couple refineries that still operate.
Where did you move to?
I moved out to Bucks County, PA.
So you moved to the nice part of Pennsylvania?
No, I don't know that I'd agree with that. I'm still a country boy at heart, and I got to be honest with you, there's a lot of really good things about that area. It's not completely poor. You can find yourself a decent job. There are good companies still working in that area. And there's a lot of decent things still going on out in those rural communities.
Oh, I agree. I totally agree. But I was like, gee, if I mention this town, Emlinton, if I mention it, will anybody call in or has it been deserted? But you have solved my problem, Brad, and I thank you very much for listening to Sterling on Sunday. Happy Thanksgiving. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Oh, there's Drew, the Grubhub driver in Las Vegas. Welcome to the big show.
Hey. I'm just getting done putting my
my van back together so I can drive and deliver food. I had a leak in my my radiator, a little pinhole leak and everything, and $180 to replace it. So I decided to go ahead and use some what's called JB Weld. It's like a patch to kind of glue the hole in the way.
Does it work?
It has a high temperature. It does work. It's just I hope that it's applied properly, and I don't know until it's all back together and I'm out in the road and it gets a full temperature and pressure, and then I'll find out one way or another. So I'm crossing my fingers. I just got done. I just put the hood down. I should have already been working for a couple of hours now, but, you know, when you can't drive, you know, you got to take care of it. It's a little important.
Thank you very much for calling, Drew. I'm sorry that you've lost this work time. There's nothing more ridiculous than the amount of time that you and I spend getting our cars to work. And considering how much they cost, it's a tremendous disservice. I was supposed to drive on Monday for 9 hours, and we went to start the car on Monday morning. Wouldn't start. Absolutely wouldn't start. It's still in the shop. I had to beg them for a loaner. Have you ever had the special experience of begging for a loaner when your contract and agreement, your insurance says a loaner will be provided? No, I've always had to beg for one, and they're always crappy cars. All right, my number is 888-688-9258. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. Pay no attention to the noises in the background.
Sterling all night weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. The northern plains and Midwest are warmer than normal. The Northeast, cooler than normal. Some light rain and snow in the Appalachians and Great Lakes and New England. The West is fairly mild and dry. Las Vegas, for example, might set some record highs in the low 70s tomorrow and on Tuesday. So mostly quiet weather, which gives us time for the weather question answer to which National Football League town without a dome or retractable roof has the worst weather in terms of temperature, wind, and rain and snow. The answer, as compiled by the Weather Channel using National Weather Service records, are in fifth place, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Fourth, Miami, Florida. Remember, we're doing record warms and cold, both. Number three, Cleveland, Ohio. Number two, Green Bay, Wisconsin. And the worst weather city on the list is in first place, Buffalo, New York. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling All Night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling All Night.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
Hi, guys. Well, are you surviving this heat wave? Because I'm about dying here. So I figure, what better way to enjoy a day than by being hot and nasty with all of my favorite boys and girls? Do you want to come play with me on MSC? I hope so. Because I'm about dying over here. Need a little relief from this, don't you? Come play with me today. At least maybe we can enjoy this together.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
You have to wonder who put together the production on that Lesbians in Space. If they ran it through a filter, the part of the filter that says, must not understand. Let's run it through a filter that makes sure that nothing can be understood. That's what it seemed like to me. A woman needed to be restrained by a fellow passenger on a Spirit Airlines flight to Nashville on Saturday when she allegedly got drunk and attacked two flight attendants. The 42-year-old woman was charged with public intoxication. The suspect yelled at arresting officers, "Shoot me," and told them that she had had a lot to drink. The woman allegedly punched one flight attendant and pulled another one's hair during the 6 p.m. flight from Fort Lauderdale. A passenger restrained her with zip ties because, you know, everybody carries zip ties around with them at all times, just in case. When the plane landed and she resisted getting into a police cruiser at Nashville International Airport, the woman spent the night in jail but was released Sunday morning when her case was dismissed because the flight crew declined to press charges, according to the court records. Now, why would they decline to press charges? Well, because they would lose two or three flights filing that paper, going to court, signing off. That's number one. But the most interesting part of the story and most telling is she was going from Fort Lauderdale. I lived in Fort Lauderdale for a year, Toontown. And I would talk to I flew all the time when I lived in Fort Lauderdale, all the time. So I would talk to the flight attendants and the crews out of Fort Lauderdale, and the 20 wheelchairs lined up to put people on those planes. I'm not kidding. Every one of those flights had 20 wheelchairs or more. But I'd say to them, you know, which is the best run, which is the worst run, and they'd all say the same thing. Fort Lauderdale to anywhere is the worst. They all hated to go. No, it was Fort Lauderdale to New York. That's what they hated the most. New York to Fort Lauderdale, Fort Lauderdale to New York. That was the worst run. They all hated it. And they all found the customers obnoxious. They all found the customers demanding. They all hated it. Nobody wanted to work the New York to Fort Lauderdale run on any airline. You work on an airline, you tell me if I'm wrong. 888-688-9258. Now, I have this new theory. I don't think they should serve alcohol on airplane flights that are domestic. You want to go to France? You want wine going to France? Have all the wine you want. But domestic flights, they shouldn't have any wine. There should be no alcohol on those flights at all, period. You don't need it. It's not good for you. It's just going to make you even fatter than you are. It's going to kick your diabetes. There's no upside to serving alcohol on these flights. And every time there's trouble on a flight, what do we find is always the case? It involves alcohol. No matter what, it involves alcohol. Let's stop serving alcohol on these flights. Instead, let's get rid of, and you know, the alcohol causes the airlines a lot of other problems. For example, they have to monitor who drinks it. Okay, that's a pain for them. But also the weight of the bottles is significant and costs a lot of fuel. Let's get rid of the alcohol on the flights and get rid of the baggage charges and the change fees on the flights. Get rid of them. We don't need the change fees. I take it back. I don't mind when an airline charges for baggage because trains have always charged for baggage. It's always been a charge on planes. So that's okay. Many taxi companies charges for baggage. Many Uber drivers charge for baggage. So I've never minded that airlines charge for baggage. Baggage is complicated to get from one point to another. It weighs a lot. And an airline should be able to charge for that. I never understood for decades why it was free. It wasn't. They didn't start charging for it till about 15 years ago. It's a new thing. But they don't need to put alcohol on those planes. Makes no sense to me. Never made any sense to me. Get there sober. Get in the plane sober. No alcohol on the planes. The amount of trouble that would solve is vast. All right, let's you and I talk, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Clarity Kitchen produces high-quality edible products infused with CBD. Chef Emily has crafted delicious cookies, incredible brownies, and great-tasting all-natural CBD tea in bags. Plus, Clarity Kitchen's fast-acting water-soluble CBD powder is great in coffee, tea, juice, and even just tap water or bottled water. Delicious flavors like blue raspberry, pomegranate, lemon lime, lemon, or plain. Fast-acting CBD helps relieve some pains and anxiety in minutes. Are you sick of all of the pills and you're looking for something more natural? Then please go to GetSomeClarity.com to order some of these terrific products. And at checkout, use the promo code WALTER for 10% off of your order. And that's exclusive to you, Sterling on Sunday listeners. Clarity Kitchen's goal is to provide everyone with the health benefits that cannabis offers delivered in delicious but affordable edible products. Order at GetSomeClarity.com. Remember to use the promo code WALTER and get 10% off. Even if my wife says she doesn't want to know anything about the shenanigans I do on the road, she accepts this fact. I take my pillow with me. Because I am not going to put my head on a pillow in a sleazy hotel, which is all I can afford these days. But I can afford a MyPillow pillow. They're now $19.99, $20 for you, the Sterling on Sunday listener, and only for you. I said, you want to be on my show? You got to give my listener a special deal. And it's $19.99 for a MyPillow brand pillow. Call 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. 0876. You will never forget that phone number. You won't be able to get out of your head like a Bobby Sherman song. 800-844-0876. A MyPillow brand pillow for $19.99.
You get no commercials.
Actually, you do, but not for a few more minutes. Back to Sterling on Sunday.
Media Boss explores the secret world of major media companies and the desperate attempt to win ratings. A media boss will go undercover and probe the lives of her co-workers while wearing an impenetrable disguise. Tonight, we follow the CEO of Shulu as she works down the film chain to learn the truth.
I'm now in a disguise, ditching my usual Chanel clothes and wearing Century 21. No one will know me. First, I'm supposed to go to the control room of our new show, Bowling with British People.
Are you the new production assistant?
Yes. Are the key grip the boss of the floor? The person who has devoted their entire career to moving set for me? I mean, this company.
Yes. Now, your job is to move these bowling pins closer to the camera.
Like this?
Oh, stop! We are in trouble.
Hey, those are union jobs. You're not allowed to pick up part of the set. Don't you realize you just proved we don't need 18 people to move one bowling pin?
Please, come with me. Let's have coffee in a conspicuous corner. I'm the CEO of a big network, and I want to talk to common workers to get a feel for your day.
Oh, yes, I've heard about you. Didn't you make us take down all the cartoons from the bulletin boards? And didn't you blank out the Fox Gutfeld show from our closed-circuit feed, along with the Fox Southern football feed?
We don't need Southern football giving us another point of view. Enough with Trevor Lawrence. For your hard work, I will award you this autographed picture of me and a box of wine. Featuring our company's logo.
As the weeks rolled on, the CEO came to appreciate the hard work of her network TV team. She was gratified to learn that her colleague drank the entire box of wine in one dramatic sitting. Go team!
And you got one, two, three, and I'll do it along with you. It's in that back of that fence. Just the three of us, four of us, me and you. Show you what kind of a man you are. You're less than a man. Okay? You're a crumb creep. And I wouldn't take that off of nobody. And there's three of you, and I'm by myself. And when it's over, there'll be nothing to it. Win or lose, okay? But you don't have the courage. You're a real crumb bum.
the great Frank Rizzo, former mayor of Philadelphia, and notably a talk show host on WCAU/WPHT, a great talk show host, by the way, possibly a greater talk show host than mayor. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. There's Judy Anderson and Neil Paul, great listeners to Sterling on Sunday, the original Midnight Misfits, Billy and Amanda, original Midnight Misfits. Let me tell you, Amanda and Billy live in Pittman, New Jersey. Pittman, New Jersey is a very important place in the history of American radio. You might think, what could be important about Pittman, New Jersey? I will tell you. It is the former home of an RCA microphone manufacturing factory. And it went out of, they decommissioned the factory. RCA was still in business, very successful company. But the factory that made microphones, they didn't need anymore. They shut it down. There was this guy, crazy microphone guy, who lived near that factory. And he said, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to collect as many of the parts and pieces of those microphones as I possibly can. And it was a very specific type. It was an RCA 77. I will describe it for you because I know you don't care about microphones. It was the microphone that David Letterman had on his desk for many years in the first series of that. That many times you've seen this microphone. It looks like a pill with a screen on top and a solid bottom. And it is coveted. You won't believe it. We're such losers. People in radio are such losers. We covet that microphone. It is a ribbon microphone. It was probably the original ribbon microphone. But to repair it is a nightmare. It requires like 8 surgeons to repair it. And this guy went around picking up ribbons, nuts, bolts, holders for that very specific microphone. Now, if you want an RCA 77 repaired, that's it. That's the only place you're going to get it done. And it is mighty expensive hobby. It's a mighty expensive hobby to own one of those. So I'm such a loser. I had lunch last week with Lee Harris, the morning drive anchor on 1010 Winds. And Lee Harris is a very, very good friend. He's taken very good care of me through my technical needs in making this show, because I do the show from my laundry room. It goes from my laundry room to WPHT in Philadelphia. And that's where really smart guys put the show together, mix it properly, and then it goes out to a satellite service, which puts it up in the sky, puts it down over the country, and it's picked up by KDKA, KMOX, KFBK, and other great radio stations. And the Three Daughters radio stations owned by Gary Burns. God love you, Gary. So, anyway, it's a very expensive hobby to do this. So now I'm at lunch with Lee Harris, who's also obsessed with these RCA 77 microphones. Except he has the voice to support this hobby. I do not. And he said, I have found the secret to making them sound right and to making them work. What's that, Lee? You need to get a fathead. I said, yeah, I know about that. And it's a specific connector for the microphone to the power amp. This is a terrible conversation. I'll get back to something interesting. We'll get back to lesbians in a second. Then he says to me, but it's not just a fathead. You need a fathead with the dweeble. I said, what? You need a fathead with the dweeble. I found that that's the extra component you need. And I put it on the circuit. I put it into the power thing, and boom, it finally sounds right. It has taken me 8 years to get that microphone to sound the way I want it. And that's who we are. You shouldn't get your news or your stories or your commentary from anybody on the radio, because that's who we are. We all care about that microphone more than our children, more than our current wives. It's just, it's a very sad way of living. It actually is a very sad way of living. All right, now, Billy and his wife, Amanda, have beautiful kids. They live in Pittman, Pennsylvania. And it's time, and they always send me, I'm looking for it, they always send me a photo, a Sterling snap. And it's time for you to send me a Sterling snap. It's the holidays. I want to see how you're doing, where you're doing it, and send it to me at WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Send me the Sterling snap, and I will put it on Instagram on Tuesday. I need a little time to process, as in I need to sleep for a day before I can process it. Then I'll put it up on my Instagram account, which is Walter M. Sterling at Instagram. Walter M. Sterling on Instagram. And I love to see what you look at while I'm on the air. I love to see what you're looking at because it gives me a great perspective. For years, when we were on WLS in Chicago, I got these astonishing photographs from Chicago police officers who took these pictures of, you know, scary stuff going on under the bridge, and it was amazing what they'd send me, and I miss it. But we have many other fine parts of the country that can serve us with this. So send it to WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. I'll take a look, and we'll put it up on Instagram. Sterling snaps, whatever you're looking at, put it up. Can't wait to see it. What else have we got for you? Oh, I got to tell you about the Sahara 30 car. The Sahara 30 car is unlike anything you've ever heard about. I'll describe it to you, and you'll go, that can't be true. But it is. And that's coming up in just seconds after midnight. And, okay, I told you what not to watch. Don't watch Spencer. really stupid. Don't watch any of those current Netflix shows. They're terrible, but I will tell you what you should watch, what you can't miss. You must not be allowed to miss. That's coming up in just seconds. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. It's a big show. It's a Thanksgiving special. We never waste, you know, we never waste any part of the Thanksgiving special. We have so much to do tonight. All right, what else we got? Dr. Dave will have weather for you in 6, 7, 8, 9 minutes. Live weather, the only weather report at this time of day anywhere in America. There's no other network show that provides live weather. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling All Night Weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Most of the nation's weather is quiet for folks who are still scrambling to get home from Thanksgiving. The notable exceptions are the Great Lakes and the Northeast with a light snow. And Lobster Radio in Portland, Maine, for example, will see about an inch or two of scattered light snow. You're going to see scattered light rain in the Ark-La-Tex area, Arkansas, Louisiana, eastern Texas, and still some moderate rains in the Pacific Northwest. That's Seattle and Portland, Oregon. And the northern Cascades and Rocky Mountains will see some moderate snow. Dry and mild for most everybody else in the northern plains and the Midwest, which gives us time to ask this weather question. Which team on the NFL or National Football League, which National Football League city without a dome or retractable roof has the worst weather regarding temperature, wind, and precipitation? The answer when I visit next. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling All Night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour only on Sterling All Night.
Maitland Ward, a 42-year-old redhead who played Rachel McGuire on the wholesome ABC Disney Channel sitcom, Boy Meets World, switch gears to star in her first full-length skin flick called Drive. I never knew there was anything in adult porn. Or whatever. That was this well done, she told In Touch Weekly. That's about her drastic career shift. I read the script and I was like, this is really, really well written. And that's why we go see porn movies, because they're well written. This has so many themes. And just my character is so different than anything I have portrayed before. Well, that is something. So she was in Boy Meets World, and now she is going to star in a porn. We're all delighted for her, as you can imagine.
Because I actually ran into Will at a Comic-Con just right after my first film was released. And he was like, I won't see anything that you do, but I'm happy you're happy. Obviously, like, I think you're going to speak about in the book about how maybe you were afraid that Hollywood would kind of shun you after this. Did you find that happened or did it happen? And now do you feel like it's kind of shifting and kind of, like you said, you know, porn and mainstream are kind of going a little bit more hand in hand?
I have to say that everyone warned me that it was going to ruin me to get out there in the press. Mm-hmm. Most everyone. And I'm talking like foreign people, mainstream people, yeah. Everybody. But I was like, I wanted to show the world like what I was doing. So, and I wanted to have people see it. So when it like blew up that, you know, I was in this great production, which is my first film that I did for Deeper called Drive. And it went crazy. I mean, it was beat Bernie Sanders' heart attack on Google searches that day. So I did not get the negative reaction that everybody said I would. I didn't get any negative reaction, really. I mean, shock headlines and shock value, but it was not. I have been treated with so much respect along the way.
No, you haven't. You've been treated with tolerance. People who it may seem like they're respecting you, actually, they're just being tolerant of you. Or perhaps they stepped into the lady or men's room when they saw you coming and you didn't realize what their reaction was. Nobody is going woo-woo about a Disney star who had a real career going into porn. And she has a husband or a boyfriend, and he's fine with it. They always say, oh, my boyfriend, my husband is fine with it. And then 18 months later, they get a divorce. Because ultimately, they can't be fine with it. One glimpse as to what that woman is doing during the day at her day job, that husband isn't going to be able to tolerate that. There she is, a former star of Boy Meets World. Let me get you her name. Former star of Boy Meets World. Maitland Ward. She's now in porn movies. That's what she's doing now. And some of her co-stars, like Will Friedle, who was very popular in the day, he said the smartest thing to her. He said, I'm not going to see your movies, but I support your choice. Now, what could be sweeter than that? I'm not going to go see the movie, but I support your choice. That would be a horror show. If my wife said to me, well, you know, I've decided to express myself and I want everyone to see what I'm doing. So I'm publicizing this movie that's a porn movie. That's what this woman said. She said, I want everyone to see what I'm doing. I want everyone to see what I'm doing. Therefore, I'm publicizing this movie. Oh, my gosh.
Because I actually ran into Will at a Comic-Con. Just right after my first film was released, and he was like, I won't see anything that you do, but I'm happy you're happy.
Obviously, like, I think you're going to speak about in the book about how maybe you were afraid that Hollywood would kind of shun you after this. Did you find that happened or did it happen? And now do you feel like it's kind of shifting and kind of, like you said, you know, porn and mainstream are kind of going a little bit more hand in hand? I have to say that everyone warned me that it was going to ruin me to get out there in the press. Mm-hmm. Most everyone. And I'm talking like foreign people, mainstream people, yeah. Everybody. But I was like, I wanted to show the world like what I was doing. So, and I wanted to have people see it. So when it like blew up that, you know, I was in this great production, which is my first film that I did for Deeper called Drive, and it went crazy. I mean, it was beat Bernie Sanders' heart attack on Google searches that day. So I did not get the negative reaction that everybody said I would. I didn't get any negative reaction, really.
You didn't get any reaction because nobody cares about you. Nobody cares about you. It's completely unimportant to our lives. I'm Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. Clarity Kitchen produces high-quality edible products infused with CBD. Chef Emily has crafted delicious cookies, incredible brownies, and great-tasting all-natural CBD tea in bags. Plus, Clarity Kitchen's fast-acting water-soluble CBD powder is great in coffee, tea, juice, and even just tap water or bottled water. Delicious flavors like blue raspberry, pomegranate, lemon lime, lemon, or plain. Fast-acting CBD helps relieve some pains and anxiety in minutes. Are you sick of all of the pills and you're looking for something more natural? Then please go to GetSomeClarity.com to order some of these terrific products. And at checkout, use the promo code WALTER for 10% off of your order. And that's exclusive to you, Sterling on Sunday listeners. Clarity Kitchen's goal is to provide everyone with the health benefits that cannabis offers delivered in delicious but affordable edible products. Order at GetSomeClarity.com. Remember to use the promo code WALTER and get 10% off. 1995. You got that? It's $20. $20 in your pocket to invest in the pillow you've heard about all your life. You've wondered about the My Pillow. You've wondered about the My Pillow pillow. You've heard about it and you're like, gee, maybe I should try it. And then you look at the price and it's like, $60 for a pillow? No way. Well, for you and just for you, Sterling on Sunday listener, I said to the MyPillow people, you have to give us a special deal. And the special deal is $19.99. Instead of $69.99, it's $19.99, but only for you. You go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. In the center square, it says broadcast offers. Click on it and then type in my name, Walter. Type in my name, Walter, and you will see before your eyes the price drop. You will see the price drop. It's a pretty cool thing to watch. It isn't like you have to do a, you get a mailing in the mail or coupons or none of that crap. You put in my name, Walter, and you'll see the prices drop before you get to the cart online at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Get a $19.99 MyPillow made in the USA, filled with patented material that stays cool all night, and you can wash it whenever you want. Keeps its shape. And you're going to stay at other places during the holidays, other people's houses, other hotels. Wherever you're going to stay, you will feel safe because you have the MyPillow, your pillow. You know what shenanigans it's been through. Go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Click the center square that says broadcast offers and then type in my name, Walter, and watch the prices drop for you. MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
Where news and sports and the weather reports and the very best music too is heard by the very best listeners, and we mean you.
All right, 888-688-WALT. Now listen. If you ever find that this station is airing a football game while I'm on the air, here's what you do. You go to waltersterlingshow.com, and you scroll down a little, and there's a button that says Listen. Now, I have to get that button fixed. It needs to say Listen Live, and I have to move it to the top of the page, the very top of the page, so you don't have to go scrolling, because I know scrolling is exhausting. Just exhausting. But once you click it, you'll be able to hear the show live, even if there's a football game, because I do this show no matter what. No matter what's going on, I do this show because I don't believe that Trevor Lawrence's hair is more important than this show. I don't. Now, with all the new movies on Facebook, I'm sorry, all the new movies on Netflix, you may be tempted to say, well, should I watch any of those Netflix movies? Should I go see any of them? The answer is pretty much no, you should not. There's exactly one thing that you should be watching on TV, one thing that you should be watching on TV, and it's completely free.
Sometimes silence is golden.
Judy Justice. Judge Judy has a new series. It's called Judy Justice. It's on the IMDb channel. Who knows what that is? No one knows what that is. Don't worry about that. You just search Judy Justice, and there are new Judge Judy shows. And there's a slight change in the format. Are you ready? There's Judge Judy. Her name has been made bigger on the bench. It says Judge Judy Shineland. It's huge. It's just huge what they did. But then on one side of her is a very attractive redhead, and that's her niece, and she's a lawyer. So now Judge Judy has a court clerk, somebody who sits there, watches the trials with her. When the trial is over, they go to Judge Judy's chambers, and they sit and talk to the niece. And Judy says, basically, she says, what have you learned from this case? What have you learned from this case? And then the niece sheepishly says, well, I've learned that it's a very bad thing to lie. Yes, that's right. And then they go back into the courtroom. On the other side of the bench is a court stenographer. Now Judy has a court stenographer. She's always had a bailiff. Now there's a bailiff. He seems very nice, but he's not Bert. Not Bert. Bailiff, court stenographer, and a court clerk, a legal clerk. I have never seen her use the stenographer yet, but I'm sure that'll come. Okay, those are the cast differences. The courtroom, pretty much the same. The other difference, though, is that now that it's not being produced by a real syndication company, it's being produced by Judy herself and IMDb. Who knows what that is? There are no rules. There are no timing rules. So now, when we're at the end of an hour, it turns out that Judge Judy can continue this case to the next episode. Therefore, some of these cases run 45 minutes. They don't need to run 45 minutes, but some of these cases run 45 minutes or more. They'll just go as long as she wants them to go. That's the best thing about Judy Justice. Court is back in session, she says. That's the only thing worth watching this season on TV. Judy Justice. 888-688-9258. Sorry. 888-688-9258. I'm having terrible, terrible problems. Just terrible technical problems tonight. 888-688-9258. Did you have a good Thanksgiving? Or were there people annoying you? What I found is that there were, you know, a large number of people annoying me. But the most interesting story I've got about Thanksgiving, I'll get to in just a second. But first, let's talk to Tom in Idaho. Hi, Tom. Well, no, Tom in Kansas City. Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Yeah, Kansas City. Thanks, Walter. Hey, I was listening to your radio show at work.
Yes.
The radio on in the back of the warehouse. But you'd mentioned several times over the course of your broadcasts about Times Square, New Year's Eve.
Yes.
And what a disaster it is just to try to do that. New Year's Eve 1982, I was stationed at Fort Devens, Massachusetts in the Army. And several of the guys decided to drive down there, wanted me to go with them. I thought about doing it and reconsidered, and we ended up staying on post. Several of us got together and played board games all night, and we went to the Model Railroad Club, which was actually on the post. Huge, huge model train set, you know, in one of the old barracks buildings, the Devens and Harvard Model Railroad Club. I don't even know if it's still there to this day, but just had one of my best New Year's Eves ever in 1982 instead of going to Times Square, and I don't regret it.
When your buddies came back from Times Square, What did they report about what kind of experience it was?
Well, it was similar to what you described. They had to park a terrific distance away and walk for just blocks and blocks. It sounded like they had to walk for several miles. And then it was just throngs of people and just, pretty much how you described it.
Once you get into the police stanchions at Times Square, you don't escape. And there's no place to sit, and there's no bathroom to go to. You stand there in 20-degree weather for hours and hours and hours, surrounded by people who are progressively drunk. There's nothing to do. Mm-hmm. But the key is there's no escape. You think, well, if it gets boring or too cold and we don't like it, we'll just leave. You're not leaving. That's the scariest part about it. You're stuck in there. Now, listen, my friend, you're in Kansas City. I love Kansas City. So, Tom, what do you do in Kansas City?
Well, I work for the railroad.
You are so lucky. What do you do for the railroad?
Well, I'm an electrician, work in the materials department. So we check out, keep track of all the parts for the locomotives. And, just document inventory. There's a lot to do.
No, there is a lot to do. Is it Amtrak or is it a private railroad company?
No, it's a class one BNSF.
What does BNSF mean?
Burlington Northern Santa Fe.
Oh, that's so cool. Those are beautiful engines. Those are magnificent trains. I'm going to put my daughter on an Amtrak today to go back to college. And what I don't understand about Amtrak is why every Amtrak commuter train is scheduled at the single most inconvenient time to depart. I'm going to put her on a train at 5:15 this morning, and that's it. That's the only one that's going to Syracuse. But this is true of any city that I could go to.
Mm-hmm. It's typically Amtrak, they run primarily on freight railroad trackage, except in Northeast Corridor area, they have their own tracks, I think primarily like Philadelphia up through New York City and
the Metroliner.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's a freight train.
So. Yeah, it's on freight rail.
Yeah. I appreciate you listening. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I appreciate
Enjoy.
It. All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This is true no matter which line you go on Amtrak. You're going on the Montrealer or on the Pacific Coast lines, whatever it is, they're leaving at 4 in the morning. And they're getting in at 4 in the morning, and I suspected that's what it was. They're running on freight tracks. So freight has priority, and the freight guys want to work during the day. They don't care about you and me. What I wish I had was the money to put the kid in one of those cars that has individual rooms where she could be like on the Orient Express and have her own room. Those things are like $400 for a 5-hour ride. Seems like a bad deal. But you go to the cafe car on an Amtrak, and it's pretty sweet. It's pretty nice. And if you get a good guy behind the cafe counter, a good woman behind the cafe counter, they'll take care of you. You slip them $10, you tip them a gratuity, they'll take care of you. You want an extra drink, you want some extra nuts, you want an extra meal, they'll take care of you. I have always enjoyed Amtrak once I actually get on it and it gets going. It's always fun. I love to take the train. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Coming up tonight, I'm going to spend a little time talking with you about a car called the Sahara 300. You've never heard of it before. It is the most remarkable car I have ever heard about. Forget about all of these other models. This is insane. This is crazy. And you know where I found out about it? I found out about it on I've Got a Secret. No, not the current version of I've Got a Secret, which is horrible. But just horrible. But the Gary Moore version of I've Got a Secret, which was far more complicated than I realized. I started watching these black and white videos on YouTube. Who would do something like that? Why would I do that? And son of a gun, it was a production that was remarkable. It was amazing what he did. And Gary Moore ran that show. He was an actual host who, like, got up and moved around and moved the events. He made the show get to the next thing. And that's really what a host is supposed to do, get to the next course of the meal. And that's what he did. He did it brilliantly. I have a lot to talk to you about tonight, and I look forward to it. I love doing this show. 3 hours live on every Sunday night, coast to coast. Every single station that airs this show does it live. Can you believe that? I can't either. 888-688-9258, Sterling on Sunday. This is only
a test. Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling all night weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. The northern plains and Midwest are warmer than normal. The Northeast, cooler than normal. Some light rain and snow in the Appalachians and Great Lakes and New England. The West is fairly mild and dry. Las Vegas, for example, might set some record highs in the low 70s tomorrow and on Tuesday. So mostly quiet weather, which gives us time for the weather question answer to which National Football League town without a dome or retractable roof has the worst weather in terms of temperature, wind, and rain and snow. The answer, as compiled by the Weather Channel using National Weather Service records, are, in fifth place, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Fourth, Miami, Florida. Remember, we're doing record warms and cold, both. Number three, Cleveland, Ohio. Number two, Green Bay, Wisconsin. And the worst weather city on the list is, in first place, Buffalo, New York. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling All Night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling All Night.
All right, 888-688-WALT. It's a live radio show. You can talk to me at any time, especially if you want to talk about things that are truly insane. You ready? I had the fish guys turn all the sardines over so their bellies were showing till I found the right belly that had the gold. So we took it and scraped off the scales of the belly, put it in a jar, and took it back to the shop and mixed it with a natural cellulose clear lacquer and toner lacquers. And then I basted it in a very dull white and then sprayed it over it to just the right color of pearly gold. What was that? That was a test to get iridescent paint, phosphorescent paint, to spray on an automobile. The first car to get a phosphorescent paint color was this amazing, bizarre car created in the 1950s. And the name of the car was the Golden Sahara. The Golden Sahara was put into hiding for years. It was created in the early 1950s. Now, you know, in the 1950s, there were a lot of concept cars that didn't make it out of concept, but this one did. I'm sitting there watching I've Got a Secret, and I see Gary Moore with this guy named Jim Street, and I was suspicious right there, Jim Street. And he had a bizarre car, and his car was controlled by remote control. I'm looking at the date. It was 1961. His car was controlled by remote control, and it was a customized 1951 Lincoln Capri. A 1951 Capri. And for 10 years, he had reconfigured it. He had customized it. What he did to this car, that, and it worked, is amazing. It's breathtaking. It is what Elon Musk is trying to do. But this guy did it. He actually did it. It was working just fine in 1961. I will describe every single feature it had for you in just seconds, plus some features that are long gone. We're never going to get some of those features just because of the raw materials that are involved. It's quite a story. And then it sold recently. It's been sitting in a garage for 30 years, and it sold recently. I'll tell you how much it sold for, the Sahara 300. Oh, my gosh. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Clarity Kitchen produces high-quality edible products infused with CBD. Chef Emily has crafted delicious cookies, incredible brownies, and great-tasting all-natural CBD tea in bags. Plus, Clarity Kitchen's fast-acting water-soluble CBD powder is great in coffee, tea, juice, and even just tap water or bottled water. Delicious flavors like blue raspberry, pomegranate, lemon lime, lemon, or plain. Fast-acting CBD helps relieve some pains and anxiety in minutes. Are you sick of all of the pills and you're looking for something more natural? Then please go to GetSomeClarity.com to order some of these terrific products. And at checkout, use the promo code WALTER for 10% off of your order. And that's exclusive to you, Sterling on Sunday listeners. Clarity Kitchen's goal is to provide everyone with the health benefits that cannabis offers, delivered in delicious but affordable edible products. Order at GetSomeClarity.com. Remember to use the promo code WALTER and get 10% off. Even if my wife says she doesn't want to know anything about the shenanigans I do on the road, she accepts this fact. I take my pillow with me. Because I am not going to put my head on a pillow in a sleazy hotel, which is all I can afford these days. But I can afford a MyPillow pillow. They're now $19.99, $20 for you, the Sterling on Sunday listener, and only for you. I said, you want to be on my show? You got to give my listener a special deal. And it's $19.99 for a MyPillow brand pillow. Call 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. 0876. You will never forget that phone number. You won't be able to get out of your head like a Bobby Sherman song. 800-844-0876. A MyPillow brand pillow for $19.99.
I do the show from my laundry room. I don't do it from a fancy living room. I don't do it from the fancy dining room. Do you know why? Because women decide where men sit. Therefore. All right, it's 44 past the hour. It's Thanksgiving weekend. There's no other show live on Thanksgiving weekend. Do you know why? They're rude. There's no bigger audience available than on holiday weekends. This is when the big audience is available. I look forward to these weekends so I can show off. You're not going to hear any best of crap here. You're going to hear my show. My name's Walter M. Sterling. I'm on 3 hours every Sunday night, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. every Sunday night. And we get to spend time going from the weekend to the weekday. We get to take it easy. We get to engage the gears and get going. As they're filling up the vending machine, we get to have first dibs. That's what's great about the third shift. We get to have first dibs. Now, you heard about the MyPillow pillow. It's a spectacular pillow. You want that pillow because you're going to be going to hotels, people's houses over the next year. You don't know what's been going on those pillows. It used to be, well, I could put up with it. You can't put up. It's a health risk to sleep on someone else's pillow now. Bring your own pillow. And I worked with the MyPillow people to get the price down to $19.99. Just go to MyPillow.com, click the center square, put in my name, order it, get it, and do it now. You'll get it in plenty of time for the holidays if you do it now. At $20 a pillow, you could give everybody you've ever met one of those pillows, and they'd love you for it. MyPillow.com. Let's talk about this car, the Sahara 300. The Sahara 300 was a one-of-a-kind car. I first saw it on I've Got a Secret in 1962. On the videos that are on YouTube of I've Got a Secret from 1962. It's also on Amazon Prime. You can see it. 1962. This is what the Sahara 300 was. It was a Lincoln from 1951 that was customized over many years, and they perfected it around 1957-58. It was a guy named Jim Street. Shockingly, that wasn't his real name. What a perfect name for a custom car guy. Here were some of the items. See if any of this sounds familiar. 100% automatic braking. It would see something in front of it, and it would brake. It would stop. And then it had a gauge inside to let you know that that braking system was working. It had three different ways to steer the car. It was a stick that could steer the car. It was one of those cool, futuristic-looking steering wheels. And you could steer it from a remote control box. But wait, there's more. The chairs, see if this sounds familiar. The chairs would vibrate. They could give you a massaging, vibrating massage from your car seat, from your chairs. Where have I heard that recently? Some car just now is offering that, just now. They had mink carpeting. It had mink carpeting. Vibrating seats. Bing carpeting, pretty cool. Oh, but wait, there's more. It had a bubble top that could come off, be put on. In the back seat was a refrigeration unit and a bar. Probably couldn't get away with that today, but in 1962 you could. There was a bar. The coolest thing it had, not a lot of information about the engine, but the coolest thing that it had to me was it had transparent tires. And these tires, built into the tire was a light, colored lights. So these beautiful blue lights. And the tire would change color. If it was the tire on the left and you were making a left turn, that tire would change color and would blink on the left. Making a right turn, you turn on the right turn, and that tire would turn on. Now, thanks to LED lights, it's a whole simpler thing. You can change the colors more easily. But, oh my gosh, it was beautiful, translucent tires. Then, this was the first car in the world that had mother-of-pearl paint. It was that luminescent paint. I want to see what it says specifically about the tires, because that was the most stunning cosmetic effect. That these tires were beautiful, and they have had these amazing colors. Hold on a second. Let's see. So, and then I based it on a very dull white, and then sprayed that over it, and it just came out a really pearly gold. However, Rick Hoving of Custom Car Chronicle contradicts Barris's story, and with a version of his own. There's a lot of people taking credit for this. All right, there are a lot of people taking credit for this. But that's what it is. It's a self-driving car. It worked by a remote control box, a radio-controlled self, a radio-controlled box, self-driving car, automatic braking, automatic remote braking. It was the Elon Musk car in 1962. And beautiful, crazy beautiful. And then, after touring it through the country till about 1970, this Jim Street, who owned it, put it in the garage, put it up on blocks. He was done. It cost him $75,000 in upgrades to get the effects that he wanted. $75,000, which was about $700,000. Ultimately, it was $1 million. Then, among car collectors, this was an iconic car. It was mythical. They all knew about it. They didn't know where it was. It finally went up in a Meacham auction about 3 years ago. 3 years ago, it stayed in a garage. No one knew where it was. 3 years ago. And I think it went for $1 million. Once they got it, they had to refurbish it, repaint it, reupholster it, make it pretty, but it worked. Many of us, when we go to car shows and we see the concept cars that have the weird steering wheels and the rear front lights, many of us, when we go to custom car when we go to car shows, we see the concept cars. And I've always been the guy who says, where does this go after the car show? And then where did all the custom cars go? Where do they all go? What happens to them? Usually what happens is they go into a storage unit, they go into someone's garage and deteriorate. And maybe 20, 30, 40 years later, they appear at an auction. Always, you know, things falling off of them. This one, this Sahara 300, this beautiful Sahara 300 car, when they got it, it was all masking taped up. All key pieces, all the external panels were falling off. But I love the stories about the concept cars. That's why I'd go to a car show. I'm not going to a car show to buy a Buick. I go to the car show to see the concept cars. To me, they're fascinating that they exist, that somebody comes up with it. And then I'm always disappointed. It's like General Motors make the car. Ford manufacture the car. Why don't you just make the car? And they all have weird steering wheels. Make the car. What's the big deal? We can handle it. The flying car, every year I've seen the flying car. Make the flying car. What's the big deal? The Jetsons could do it. They weren't the brightest bunch. They knew how to handle it. They could do it. We can do it. Doesn't seem impossible to me. You know what's impossible? Is that anybody would like Spencer, that new Kristen Stewart movie on Netflix. How could anyone like that?
Lisa, I want some more.
Shallots are raw. Monkfish is actually quite nicely roasted.
Finally, a Madder Jaffrey tribute. That well-known Welsh classic, a chicken korma curry.
It's like something out of a pig's trough.
Because everybody wanted it to be good, it made us work harder. I know that sounds really obvious, but like I really believe in like positive energy. Sure. Everybody wanted it to be amazing.
Ancient astronaut theorists David Childress and Michael Sala are at the Star Visitor Sanctuary on Hawaii's Big Island. With them is Gary Hoffeld, a member of the lawful Hawaiian government who was involved in the sanctuary's founding and helps to oversee the site.
So since you started this Star Visitor Sanctuary, has there been some unusual activities or incidents here, or things you've seen?
The day we set this up, just before it got dark, several people were sitting out here, and up in the distance on the hill up here, they said they saw light orbs come out of the lava flow right there above the ridge, come across the sky and do a little bit of a hula, and then off into the distance shot off. And I mean, wow, probably 30 people were here seeing it, and the next day the lava started flowing again.
So they felt this was a sign from the star visitors that they were glad the star visitors were
here. Perhaps validation of what we're doing, perhaps coincidence. But I do believe that there's a portal hanging out in this particular area, opening to different places. And why not open here? Because we've opened a place to do it rather than someplace else.
I've been given this great burden of saving our world from giant sand crabs.
The giant sand crabs will appear soon, but how could you, a theater kid with a 28-inch waist, save us all from giant sand crabs?
I can put my hand in the box of pain.
This isn't about Kardashians.
I've also kissed a psycho, allegedly, who wanted to actually eat me. Not in a funny way. Call me by your name? Those were pronoun challenges. So I can easily stop giant sand crabs.
When you sleep, Paul, what do you see?
I see Kristen Stewart marrying a hot blonde. She made the blonde get on one knee and beg for her hand in marriage. A vision. Let me check their wedding registry.
Wait, aren't you going to save our planet?
The thing I love about the ancient alien theorists on Hawaii, on Hawaii is they made all that up. They just, that crew wanted a trip to Hawaii. The pandemic was over. They wanted to go to Hawaii. Notice the guy, he said, a member of the lawful Hawaiian government. You mean the United States of America? I mean the lawful Hawaiian government. That's the United States of America. A revolutionary concept. I hope you had fun tonight. I hope you enjoy Sterling on Sunday. Every email I get, I answer. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. I answer every one of them. And I will be with you through the whole holiday season, so you don't have to drive any place secretly. It'll be you and I. We can talk at any time that you want. It's great. And I want a Sterling snap. Please take a picture of whatever you're looking at and send it to WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. I will take a look at it. I'll post it on Instagram, and you and I will bond in a profound and an important way. Right? That's what we do. Good luck with that Christmas shopping. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. The greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.